Getting to the end of the third week of Solana Made Easy, which is Easy Eats Bodega, Twitter Spaces show that's solely based on Solana trading. He's really settling into his own as a host and has a whole squad that's there every day. I'm just so jazzed up to even be a part of it. They talk about Just Apes, a hot project on Solana, and also talk about the current state of affairs with OK Bears, which had a meteoric rise but has now pulled back quite a bit and has some, you know, has its future in question a little bit, as some of the biggest influencers that are holders of the project may be questioning whether they're going to continue to hold. As usual, this content is sponsored by FTX. Sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code THENIFTY on the FTX mobile app.
What is going on, the Solana ecosystem? Welcome back for another episode of Solana Made Easy, your Monday to Thursday 5 p.m. show. Appreciate you all tuning in again. Shout out the frequent speakers here with Chillin' Villain, Benny, Manny, Sweeper, my co-host P.O. I'm sure Running Man will pull up soon. To everyone listening in, feel free to join, ask some questions, share what you're trading. I know I got some losses today I'm taking a look at. Got an under that's teeing off here in 20 minutes I'm excited about. A lot of activity, a lot of conversation. I know everyone on this call, I'm sure, is excited for tonight's 9 p.m. space that Frank D. Gods is hosting with Nate Rivers after Nate Rivers' comments yesterday. Definitely want to talk high level about that, but not focus too much with the other conversation later. Wanted to pass it to a couple co-hosts here. I know Captain Kicks just invited him up, first time co-hosting the Solana show. Now that he's scooping Solana projects, got to get some insight. What's going on, Kicks? What's going on, Pia?
What's up, sir? Thanks for having me. First time caller, long time listener, Solana lover and troller at the same time. I like to make fun of Solana just like I like to make fun of my little brothers. It makes them stronger and it makes them better than me. You know what I mean? I operate in circles where, you know, if someone's making fun of you, it means they really love you. So I really love Solana. I scooped up 5 Just Apes today. I love me a bullish FUD narrative. The guy that made it has slow rugged 2 other projects. Guess what? That happened on ETH mainnet. Guy's name was Zagabond. Guess what the third project was? Fucking Azuki. So I'm not saying Just Apes are the next Azuki, but I'm definitely saying they're the next OK Bears.
Okay, so I got to dive into this, man. I had some comments this morning about the 2 soft rugs. I received a variety of DMs telling me to pound sand, put my head in a blender, cut off appendages that hang from my body, everything in between. So it was great. I ended up actually talking to the team, Just Apes, 11-person team. One of them, it is confirmed, has had some experience with a few other projects that they've since exited. The terminology was a little bit softer, I guess you could say. It sounds like it was a mutual departure from both sides. The apes are moving, man. Looking today, I know we saw them this morning, sub 8. Kicks asked if he should buy. I said probably not. His response from there was, yeah, that makes sense. They're going to go to 30. And we saw them pump to 15. It looked like there was a whale wallet that swept like 140 of them with about 2,000 SOL in it. I think they still have like 450 SOL. So pretty wild to see. I'm really curious what some other people's thoughts are on the Just Ape situation and kind of the trading action. I know we got Solana Sweeper up here. Huge fan of what he has to say about things. I'm curious if, Sweeper, did you trade the apes?
Oh, dude, you know I had to get on that action. I actually bought some around during the pumps. I bought some in 12, bought some at 16, and then I averaged my cost down in the 8s, and I got some rare skins. I got the aquatic, which I exited. I bought at 15.5 yesterday. I exited today on this nice little gift pump at 21. I'm thinking we're gonna have a little bit more upside here. I'm hearing like some pretty big names in apes that I'm just trying to verify before I say anything. But if I get verification during the
show, can you give me like 15 seconds? Because I got 150 more soul. I may just ape it all in on this thing.
Yeah, why not? Or you can just send it to my wall and I'll give it.
I wish he was kidding too. That's the worst part. Like, Kix is being dead serious. He'll buy this shit and not even think twice. For me, I don't know, man. I'm not sold. I want to be sold. Sweeper, so are you still holding apes?
I still have way too many apes. I have like.
So you're pumping your bags.
No, I mean, it's like whatever. If it goes up, goes down, it's not a big deal. It's such a small.
Yo, can I just jump in and say I never thought this day would come, that Uncle Sweeper would be out here buying
Uncle Sweeper?
Generation 3 rugged fucking. Yeah. Man, what a sight to see. Life is a simulation. That's all I got.
Yeah, I mean, people are saying Gauss is sweeping. That's his wallet, so who knows?
Yeah, that was what I was seeing, too. A lot of people saying that it was him.
I know he's a big champion, so maybe that's why. And, I mean, he's super respected in Seoul, in the Seoul NFT space. But, I mean, he would also say, like, his risk is not our risk, you know? He's got a decent bag, so he can kind of do what he wants. So I think I got confirmation on that. Hopefully I don't get dragged for that later. But
I'm sure you will. It'll be a great narrative to have. Luckily, there's a massive space later tonight that'll take away any and all drama aside from that. Benny, what's going on?
Yo, thanks for calling on me, Easy. I'm just sick of these apes because they've done like 5 million in volume. I don't understand it. Everybody was posting their NFT inspect today. Like, they were trying to get that up. Like, that was the whole focus. I just think everybody here is trying to pump their bags so they can exit, like, 30 Seoul.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely exiting at 30 Seoul. But I'm also being very transparent about the fact. So it is an ethical pump and dump. Google it. That is a term. But, hey, here's the thing. You said, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. That happens to me all the time in NFTs. Sometimes things don't make sense until they do. Like Goblin Town, that shit didn't make any sense until it did. So this may not make any sense until you buy from me at 30 Seoul, and then you'll know, you know, that's the cost of something making sense. 18 Seoul.
Like, I bought two on the show at 15 each, tweeted the picture of them, said that I just found my forever apes, and that I hope the next owner is going to be really happy to buy those at 20. So that's kind of the mindset I have with those. That's not something I want to keep in my bag forever. We do have Jesus, nice name, up on stage with Just Ape PFP. I wanted to actually pass to you and get your thoughts before we pass around to Michael, Manny, and Hambo.
I'm just feeling apish, to be honest. Like, next OK Pairs, maybe. Next Azuki, definitely.
Okay. I like the leaning into the Azuki here, especially with the similarities behind a singular member on the team.
I'm taking a piss. I just want to put my bags, not going to lie.
It's all good, man. I appreciate the honesty with that. Michael, what's going on?
Is Hello Panther minting today or what?
It mints in like 7 minutes.
I was just going to say, I don't see that shit going anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I hammered the under. I have 10 Seoul riding on the under from the 10 Seoul Challenge wallet, so we're taking a huge swing. Let's hope it trades under 3.5 so that I can really put Michael away in that. I'm personally leaning that side. I am still going to mint to hedge my own bet. If they do somehow pump, this market's absurd. I mean, shit, dude. We saw Vandals is finally back up to almost 5 after their team did 500 AMAs and showed that they're, like, competent. And yet we didn't see great price action on that project. It went all the way down to mint cost on the secondary.
Oh, most definitely, because builders aren't the meta right now.
To an extent, that's a tough conversation. We can dive into that in a little bit. Manny, what's going on?
Yeah, man, I just wanted to talk about the Vandal pump. They pumped because they bought a fuck ton of dust, and they're going to get a ton of whitelist spots for Duppies. But I sold these this morning, so I can talk about it. What's it called? Fat Cat Capital or whatever, like, they just bought a Blocksmith, and that usually means that they're going to be, like, a partner. So they have, like, some, like, sketch council or something that, like, runs their launch pad. And I'm hearing some rumors about that Blocksmith is going to be the 10th member of the council, and I can see them going to double digits. I don't own any, but I'll probably maybe jump in if I start to see some volume, but I just wanted to share that.
I like that trade. I'm curious if we're going to start to see a dust meta. I know Shill and Villain actually brought that trade up before. Fairly early. Allocation based on what they get from a dust supply, make that clear. So dust being just a D-Gods token, for those who are unaware, D-Gods are pumping off of this too. I think they're up to 400 Seoul. There was even a raffle today for the rank 6 D-God, and somebody won it with 2 tickets. I think they spent a total of 6 dust, which is like, what, at this point, $15. for a an NFT that is going to most likely be worth around 6,000 to 7,000 SOL. So nice little come up from them. Proud of them. A lot of hard work in those raffles. Siege, wanted to hear what you got.
Yo. I think that since we're talking about the Hello Panther coming up as well, something that kind of came to my mind with everything is that this is a very good hedge opportunity with Cubist. If you have a mint, like let's say for Hello Panther, and you put, you know, one soul on the over, or on the under rather, and you make, you know, 1.3, 1.4, and you bump that up a couple times depending on, you know, how many Hello Panthers you mint, you could use that as a hedge. If it goes up, you still are making some on the mint itself, but you hedged it with your bet under as well. I think that's kind of interesting to see if most of these people that are betting the opposite are in the future actually going to be hedging their bets or not.
Well, that's what I was saying too when I posted a tweet today saying I took the under and I still plan to mint to hedge myself. I'm doing that entirely because I don't think this project's going to do a 5 or 10x, but if it gets up and over 3.5 sol, I'll be ecstatic. I don't mind taking a smaller loss if the under then hits while I still have that and I'm kind of holding it. I did want to actually pass it over to Shill and Villain real quick. It's been a little bit. Haven't heard your voice. Saw you weren't on Spaces today. Curious what you're getting into, what you're trading, what you think of Just Apes, and do you have Hello Panther whitelist? Did you take the under? What's going on?
Yeah, I put a small bet on the under, man. 3.5 just seems so low. But I guess Hello Panther's the only play today, and then I guess we're going to wait for Wobblebug tomorrow, so everything's going to get sold off for the Wobblebug mint, I think.
What's a Wobblebug mint price?
3 Solana.
3 Sol? Okay. And then yeah. I think the over-under for that is 5. So this just puts a fun dynamic, I guess, because now I'm like consciously looking at, from a flip opportunity, what these over-unders are. And where and what kind of presents itself from a trading perspective, or where there's also opportunities for what Siege was saying, a almost like an arbitrage opportunity to lower risk that downside. I did want to pass it over to JDoy99. I see you also have a Just Ape as your PFP. Wanted to just kind of hear your insights on the situation, what you think about the market. You making any trades? I mean, you got a Just Ape yesterday, so curious if you minted it. What you think of the secondary action? JDoy? Paging. All right.
JDoy.
Well, there we go. It sounds like
JDoy here. Love the Just Apes. I think they're going to 30 soul floor. Just got a gut feeling on that one. This is my first NFT I ever bought. I told like 30 other people about it. All my friends are buying it. I think it's going to go up. Okay, thanks. Bye. You can kick me off stage now.
JDoy is a 50-year-old man from deep Brooklyn, apparently. Very nice.
We like that. That was probably what JDoy was going to sound like. So I guess Just Apes 230. I don't think it's getting there, but hey, what do I know? I've taken some terrible trades today. There was also Meta Hunters, I believe is what the project was called. That's my issue. I don't even know what the hell the thing's called. I bought 8 of them. It's a Doc Hollywood project. So someone in space has done a lot of spaces. They have some battle aspect of it where you basically bet NFTs when you place them against each other. I'm not too sure a lot of it. My issue is my dumbass didn't do any research. They're now down from like my 1.2 entry to a one floor, but I'm not too sure how I feel about it. I'm big on these kind of like gambling plays, obviously, with these predictive floors. And what I'm excited about with Benny's profile picture is those crypto cowboys. But Ada, I saw your hand was up. Wanted to pass to you, see what you got on the market, what your thoughts are.
Hey, Easy. Actually, I really like the art for Meta Hunters, but I think they need to see how they can reward holders. Otherwise, people are just going to lose their NFTs, and it's not really sustainable to build a community.
Yeah, and I guess you might have a little bit more information than me. Do you have to bet their NFT, or is it other NFTs? What's that kind of look like?
Honestly, I didn't try the game, but I looked at it because I don't want to lose my NFT. But so many people in the Discord are losing and leaving the Discord, so they should figure out how to reward holders. Otherwise, I don't know. It's just going to be a degen gamble.
Yeah. I mean, people enjoy the gambling aspect, we've seen clearly. The big thing, though, is all these projects – it's tough to get that floor up without some immediate return back to people who are holding that asset from the gambling aspect. Sweeper, what's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to let you guys know, for the Meta Hunters, you play their game and you bet other NFTs. You can bet whatever NFT you want. The ideas for the floors, for like the projects that are very low, like, you know, sub one soul, they want to be able to, you know, you can use your, you know, some of your bad, you know, not so good NFT projects and bet those. And the way that you get rewarded by holders is it's 48% chance you win, 48% chance the other person, 49-49. So 49% you win, 49% the other person wins, 2% the Meta Hunter like team wins, and then they'll auction that off in their own community. So that's how they reward holders. Just wanted to clarify that. Doc Hollywood is a, you know, he knows how to do it. He's done it pretty well. So I'm very comfortable. I minted four. I have bought one at like 1.4, like a, you know, like a D-gen. But I think you'll at least see 2-3 soul. I think he knows how to do it on Solana at least.
I mean, they've had success with prior projects, right? I believe Doc Hollywood is from a, has done a few other things here.
Yeah, he has the Mary Jane and the correct. I don't remember the other projects. It's like the
Best Buds project.
Best Buds. Okay, so he's Best Buds. I thought so. Interesting. All right, yeah. I mean, I'm playing that bet too. I guess you could say, I was looking at NFT Soloist while they were revealing and bought a rank 14 for 1.5 soul. But turns out all the ones that were not revealed were all ranked 14. So I'm already in one of them for like half a soul over what the current floor is. And the other seven, I'm in for like a 1.15 average. I'm kind of pissed at how I traded it. I don't feel good about it. I'm excited to see and hopeful that Doc can do something, devs do something, but seeing if Doc can actually reward some of those holders. I wanted to actually now pass it over to Shake. Haven't had you up here in a little bit. Curious what's going on with you. How you think about the market? What's going on? How are you?
I got a couple plays. One of them's not really original, but I'm definitely buying Dust because what I'll add is, like, right now there's this thing happening where it's helping other NFT projects to buy Dust, and they kind of like go viral in the community, whatever. Everyone hypes it up. Their floor prices rise if they get Dust, like you said with Vandal City. So I just think the more that this catches on over the next couple weeks, Dust is going to just fucking absolutely rip. So I've been loading up every time it dips. The other play I'll talk about that I don't think is on that many people's radar, there's this game Shin Sengoku coming out. The founder of it, dude, this guy's had two exits in Web2. Like, he's a legit businessman. He's, like, almost 40. He's, like, a grown-ass man, handles his shit. The game is ready to go with the PvP stuff. It's basically, like, a Remnant-style idle staking game, but you battle other players, and it's ready to go. It's minting Thursday. The whitelist tokens are, like, 0.18, 0.2 soul right now. So I got like almost 20.
What's the name of that?
Shin Sengoku. I can pin a tweet by them.
Don't pin anything. I'm taking a look myself. I want to make sure nobody else front runs me. Thank you. I'm a big sucker for the idle to earn games. I was looking at Remnants when they were like 5 or 6 soul, talked about them in a video, and then didn't buy them, and they pumped to 20 like 2 or 3 days later. So I'm already having like severe FOMO of any type of idle to earn game that's even remotely successful like that. So, I mean, I'm definitely interested.
I'll send it to you right now, bro. Appreciate you. What's the mint cost? So you can front run everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. What's the mint cost on it?
The mint cost is 1.95.
Okay. Okay. That's not terrible, especially that. So you're in for like 2 soul. And hey, shit, seems like someone actually knows what they're doing with the project. Siege, wanted to pass it over to you. So your hand was up.
Yo, another play, if we're talking plays on the radar. Message Party, it got rebranded. It got changed to Based, and the art is fucking sick. They're all like race car drivers. Haven't seen that in the space for art-wise, first of all. And second of all, they rebranded. This was a mint back in January, February. It went down to 0.1, and I got an offer on one of mine that I had listed way back in the day that had 10, it was a 10 soul listing, and I got an offer for it in my email, and I was like, what the fuck is this, and why is someone offering me this? And I started looking at it, and they're rebranding, and first verse on Magic Eden is a 1-to-1 burn with the new collection. On top of that, they have another 5k coming out after that for public, and it's like a social media based platform, really under the radar. Soul Army looked at it. They got spots as well. Soul Big Brain's investing into it as well. And I've just kind of been stacking them up a little bit. They're at like 4 Soul right now. I've been stacking them since like 2. As they do accomplishments, they have, by the way, they have a daily office hours where you can ask anything you want. They come in there, it's basically an AMA every single day. In their Discord, they're very transparent with what they're building, and they want the, you know, community to have some input on the social media aspects, wallet trackers, everything of the sort.
What was their goal before this kind of rebranded shift?
It was called Message Party, and the role, and what they were trying to do before was make like a, almost like a chill chat, if you could say it was like that, but just kind of a hub for people to communicate, and these avatars would have been, you know, the NFTs. That didn't really work out, and it was a big collection of, you know, 5.5K, and at the time it was the small small Discord, you know, 200 collection size private meta, so it didn't really stick at the time. But
interesting,
the art is actually generative based on the achievements that they get. So the everyone's artwork will level up to 14 levels as time goes on as well.
Seems pretty sweet. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the dynamic aspect of it, especially as it kind of incentivizes you to stay within the platform and that ecosystem. I did bring up Frisk. Wanted to actually pass it over to Frisk. We've been going back and forth. Frisk, did you pick up any of those Just Apes after we were kind of talking about them on the timeline?
Hey, man. So I think we talked about yesterday. I minted two. I sold one off at 12 Soul. I'm holding the other one right now. It's like a rank 300-ish. It's not bad. I am on the fence about it. I think I'm going to be holding for a little bit. But I honestly, if I see like that 20 Soul range, I think I'm happy, and I think I know where I'll get out. But I don't know. Like, I've already made back my capital. I'm kind of riding this one like scot-free. But, you know, I'm trying to take after you easy, become more of a profit maxi, especially with the way that bears are going right now. Holy, we're down bad. But
what's the bears floor at, 100?
97.
Oh, man, and Soul's down to 40, so you're down to about $4,000.
Oh, it's
man,
rough. Yeah.
I hope everyone who shit on me for selling at 103 when Soul was $95 is just so happy they're still holding. Because I got so much shit. Chillin' Villain, I'm sad you stepped down because you were lighting me up for talking about my forever bear, but I'm hyped to no longer hold that thing. I'm happy it's not my profile picture. I saw their roadmap 2.0 and I wasn't like blown away. You're still waiting on the gift boxes or wristbands or whatever the hell they're giving out. And other than that, they said like hibernation, which it sounds like everyone's assuming staking. Is that correct? I think that's kind of like the belief. But at the same time, it's like people are getting staking up in a day. I guess like what's really the value add then if it took you a month to get it up?
Could I just say actually like, I don't know if easy you're planning on buying back in, but like I just had a talk with someone about this the other day about like D-Gods versus the bears. And I'm not here to start that kind of conversation because holy crap, we'll have like people throwing Molotovs across the fucking space. But I think that they're two very, very different products where you have D-Gods, which are constantly tuning about what's coming next. They know exactly like where they're going to be. There's always something coming out with D-Gods next. Whereas with bears, it's kind of like it's a status and a social symbol. Whereas you have a bunch of community filled with people that are constantly trying to rep it. And I think that that's one of the things that made it so interesting is when you had people, those people coming in, and they're both very successful projects, both in their own regard, but with two very different approaches. For me, I think that, and this is part of the reason why I get some hate for liking SMBs, and I don't even like SMBs that much. I think that when your value prop comes from something that just exists, it's much more valuable because there's so much more opportunity to build on top of that. Whereas when you have something that's constantly building, the bar is set so high that the moment you take a step back, it incites a lot of fear. That's my opinion. I don't know if that resonates with anyone else. Also, Easy, do you plan on buying back into bears or no?
I'm torn. I mean, I love how they look, like aesthetically. I love the trait variations. And the team seems like they are built enough. They were just at Solana Labs in San Fran. But I just like the Soul space moves so fast and there's so many big projects dropping that it's almost like a race to some of these first mover things. I think bears will always maintain. Honestly, even like a 60 floor seems crazy low, and that's probably what I'm targeting. That was where I was targeting before. And with that, it's like, if it gets down to there, I'm almost going to question it again, and I'm sure miss the dip. But they were the first kind of brand play on the Soul ecosystem. So that has a first mover's advantage. We're seeing so many copycats now. It's tough to like cross-compare them to D-Gods because they're just two very different products. Like the creator of D-Gods is arguably the best marketer in the entire Solana space. So for me, I don't like to compare the two. I think they're completely different. And it's just like the rollout for me is a little worrisome for the bears because it has been slower, like plain and simple. It's just like one of those things that we look at some of these other less hyped projects and they sprint to get anything out because they were less hyped. They have to return value immediately. The Bears got a huge push, and I do want to pass it around, but then I want to actually dive into what I think all of us could agree on is the largest holder being Nate, having some comments yesterday about bridging the NFTs to ETH because he feels the ecosystem is young. I wanted to pass it first to Shake. Shake, what's going on?
Yeah, dude, I've been thinking about this a lot with the brands. Like, I just don't think brands are that, like, sticky. Like, I think if you need to have, like, a game or a product or some kind of, like, something backing the value of the NFT, because the reality is, like, brands, in my opinion, like, are pretty easy to copy. Whereas, like, D-Gods, like, the cult-like personality of Frank and his, like, skills with, like, growth hacking and viral marketing, they have products, they have the token that somehow is, like, you know, worth something. Like, they have this, like, all these things that the holders interact with on a daily basis. Whereas Bears came out and, like, the branding is strong. It got shilled the shit out of by fucking Nate Rivers and every ETH guy. But then, like, Just Apes comes along and it's, like, they have strong branding. And then, like, next week there's going to be another thing with strong branding. But if they don't have something that, like, is keeping people's attention, this is kind of what Frisk said. Dude, like, the brands are just not going to stick around. People are going to keep forking the brands, basically. And people, like, they're going to lose attention quickly. So I just think in a bear market like this, like, I also sold my Bears close to the top and Shillinville was giving me shit about it. I don't think that, like, buying these, like, high-ticket NFTs is just, like, a good idea in this market because the liquidity is so low. Like, I'd much rather, like, take punts on things, like, under 10 soul. So that's my take.
That's kind of my thought process, too. And even under 5 soul, I feel more comfortable when I can take a swing on a team that looks like they're doing something relatively early. And at least take a few more gambles there, almost like that shotgun approach in a bull season, but focusing on some cheaper assets instead of buying everything and anything in an up-only trend. Shawnee, what's going on? And then I want to pass it to Manny.
Yo. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure like Frank and Nate and them are doing a space tonight, which would be pretty interesting to hear what they have to say about those. But I think that's one of the things that's kind of hurting Bears is like they're taking the ETH approach in the aspect of like not a lot of updates and kind of just sitting behind the scenes like, building, doing whatever they're doing, and they're doing like monthly updates, which like the Solana space is like just impatient as fuck. So it's like everyone's waiting for this huge announcement, huge update, and like the one that they gave a couple days ago, like I see that as just an update on progress. Like that was not an announcement. Like, yeah, there's shit coming on, whatever, but it's like there wasn't like anything that would have changed and like made people like I don't think like more bullish. Everyone was in like Tio chat was like, holy shit, this is so bullish for the project, and I was like, what the fuck have they done? Like, they still haven't done anything. Like, it hasn't changed. And then the speculation on the hibernation aspect of it for staking, I think a lot of people are speculating that it's more of, like, the soft staking aspect where it follows, like, the Moonbirds and, like, the Catalina Whales where maybe you're not getting, like, a native token or whatever, but you're getting, like, either whitelist to, like, next upcoming projects or, like, kind of like Catalina Whales is doing. That's like kind of what I've heard being speculated around. So I also had an offer on my Lo-Fi Bear for $550 and I was playing video games and I didn't accept in time and then it fucking went away and I'm depressed. So
when was that? Was that when Sol was also over 60?
Oh dude, floor went to like all time high. I was like 250 or 240 for Bears. Had it listed for 600, had an offer for 550 and I like stopped playing video games and I check. And the offer's gone, bro. I was like, oh my fucking God.
You've had some amazing luck in the soul space. I gotta say, you tend to just have these situations happen to you that I'm just like, dude, it's only you. Like, only you has some of this shit go down, and it's amazing. Manny, what's going on?
I just wanted to say, dude, Scullies are ripping right now. Started playing those, but what's it called? On the whole Nate thing, dude, I'm like, dude, if you don't like it, leave, bro. Like, straight up. No one's keeping you here. Like, I sent him a tweet, and I was like, dude, you should talk to the We Are Going to Die people and migrate your collection to from Solana to ETH. And anybody who doesn't want to leave, bro, they burn them. You know what I'm saying? And then he double pumps his bag, right? And then I was like, dude, you should just do that. And, like, if the Bears move to ETH, I think they go to 5 ETH. Like, just because it's ETH, right? But
I don't think they go to ETH, too. Like, that's the thing. I think he wants to just port his assets. There were some interesting comments made, but I want to pass it to Frisk first before we dive into that. Frisk, what's going on?
Okay, someone's going to have to catch me up on what Nate Rivers said because I missed that entirely. But I want to touch on what Shawnee said because I thought that was a really interesting point about how like they're handling the Bears are handling things a lot in like the ETH way. And so the question I would like to pose is that an issue in regards to how okay Bears is handling their things and not being aware of the ecosystem that they're in? Or is this a part of growing pains and where Solana has to start learning to be more patient, has to trust the process? Because I'm sorry, I'm going to make the comparison. Bored Ape Yacht Club. There will never be a second Bored Ape Yacht Club. I stand by that. They're the kings. There's nothing that can, that will ever touch anything close to that. They've proven themselves very, very strongly. But they took time. Like, they took their time for sure. And, like, the space is very different, like, now than it was back then. But do we have to start trying to maybe put a little more faith into the people like that? Because even if we're looking at Bears right now, being at like, what is it? I see, let's say 2.5 ETH in regards to 100 Solana floor after a month and a half, that is still a pretty like significant growth. And these pullbacks, they're fairly common. Like Apes, they went up to like 60 ETH and then back down to 30 after Mutants dropped. They went up to 150 recently. And now I saw them back at 80. Like these 50% drops happen like fairly often. So is this a part of the growing pains that come with the Solana space being so early where we have to learn to be patient? Or are we always just going to accept that Solana is impatient and as founders, we have to be keeping up?
I think that's kind of the market we're in, to be honest. It's going to be that back and forth where we're not really sure if we are going to get that speed or if there's going to be opportunity for projects to succeed that do move at a slower pace. I did actually want to ask Kix and Pio, coming from the ETH side, and I know Pio's been telling me he's not only an ETH trader here, Kix is dipping his feet into Solana, but I'm curious, like, do you think something like the Apes or even some of these other large brand and IP plays can resonate and take off similar to how they did? Or do you think this is kind of like a first mover's advantage regardless of the blockchain?
I think shit can definitely get big on Solana, Bored Ape Yacht Club style, but you need continued execution by the team and like a crazy amount of value created for the holders. And most importantly, a passionate, passionate, passionate holder base. It's kind of like the same thing as having a blockbuster movie. So I just think that as Solana grows, because it's still definitely like a relatively nascent market compared to even the Ethereum NFT market, as it grows, there will be a home run. I think OK Bears did an amazing job at first, but the question is, what do you follow up on it with? And clearly, like, for example, just to wrap on the Bored Ape Yacht Club thing, like the Bored Ape Yacht Club founders are now running literally a $1 billion business, literally. Like the business is worth $1 billion. And people are speculating that they're going for the IPO. I mean, let me tell you guys, that's doing a lot. And you have to understand, when you get into like this world of like really doing stuff big time like that, like big time, big time, where you're inspiring people to buy a digital picture for $300,000, you know, over 10 times a day, you're inspiring people to do that left and right. The stakes are so crazy high. And like, for example, with our business, when we talk to the VCs in our seed round about the vision, and we said, think like Barstool Sports on the media side, you know what I mean? They were like, think bigger. And I was like, Barstool Sports sold for $400 million. So I don't know like who you thought you were signing up to be in business with, because like that's pretty big to me, you know what I mean? So you just have to understand the scale. And once you get Solana creators that are looking to execute at that level and have that sustained progress, that's when you're going to see the home run.
I think you're right. I think there is still a lot of growth that has to happen for sure. But the main thing that I got from what you were talking about there was that you did just confirm that ETH is Blockbuster and Sol is Netflix. One of those is no longer here. The other is now worth $1 billion. So I like where your mind's at. I'm excited to see how you start to trade Sol.
It's true.
What's going
on? I was just gonna ask anyone who's up on stage, like, D-Gods is probably the project that like a lot of people want to get into. Like, how much does Frank update in like announcements and like just progress of the project and just like little things? Like, I know, like, personally the project I'm most invested in is Tayo, and like I don't go like more than probably 5 to 6 days max without seeing like some type of an announcement in a channel of like a progress update on one of the things that's being worked on, or like some like bullish type of announcement. And so it's like waiting a month as like a bear holder as well, like seeing an update every month, I'm like, fucking hell, like this is a long time to wait when I'm like waiting 4 days and I get an announcement, or 3 days to get an announcement, and like every other Sol community I'm basically a part of.
I think that's my biggest concern too, is just kind of like the pace in which they're rolling stuff out. And that's always kind of an issue, it seems like, with everyone in this on the stage too. I mean, we all move fast. And I'm just it's tough for me to get confident in a project when so many new projects are still launching and ones that seem like they're solid. I mean, even just listening to what Shake called out 15 minutes ago in Shinsen Goku, I took a look at the Twitter while on this and I'm just like watching the preview. It looks crazy. Like I bought 6 whitelist tokens now. Full transparency there. I mean, shit, that token's now at 0.4. So I want more. The project looks good. I like these kind of lower moving projects that don't have as much hype, because I think some of that hype is also leading to the way that we handle some of these projects. When they're lower hype, they can almost move slower. When they have insane hype out of the gate, we expect announcements every minute of every day, and if we don't get them, people start flooring stuff. So that's a really tough spot to be in. I'm like so bullish on just Frank as a human being that I definitely want Duppy's exposure. But to Shawnee's point there, like, the D-Gods community, it's just different. When that guy speaks, people listen. And when he gets on Twitter, people listen. And all of that from a marketing standpoint, a project standpoint, is so bullish, because that means that people just trust and agree with what's been built. But I do also want to kind of acknowledge, like, D-Gods traded sub 4 soul at one point, you know? And then it took a lot to turn that around to where they are now at a 400 floor. Doosty, what's going on?
Yo, speaking of the Duffies needing them, yeah, today's day number 5. I hate to show myself, but day number 5 of me drinking beer out of my shoe. Go check it out. It's pinned on my page. I know Easy loves it. I know P.O. isn't a real big fan of the shoes, but, you know, I had to show it out here. So, but, yeah, D-Gods, it's like a, like you said, it's almost like a cult-like thing where whenever Frank talks, people listen. And I do think it's a project that can really even be one of the first few to, like, touch 1,000. So, like, you know, you have these, like, one-off, like, Boogles and stuff like that who have touched that higher range with some of their stuff. But I believe, like, not even like Duppy's touching 1,000, because that's like kind of insane to think about the app being that far ahead in the future. But I think that D-Gods eventually can touch that 1,000 soul range, even at $40. I mean, $40 at 1,000 soul is like $40,000. That's not that much money in comparison to like what soul was at 250. I mean, you got to think about like the value.
Your pitch on the drinking the beer out of the shoe is my absolute favorite thing. Like, just the way that you're like, hey, everybody, you know, it's day 5. I'm going to be drinking beer out of my shoe again. You know, watch out for it if you're into that. You know, I just love how casual, like, it's just a normal thing to be promoting.
It's totally fine. It's like, yeah, man, working for Whitelist, slamming beers. There's some mud on the shoe. I'll be fine. So, into some trading JPEGs. Really excited for it. I did want to pause here, throw a quick room reset. We're going to keep rotating some speakers around. Appreciate everyone tuning in today. We still got another 30 minutes to go. Want to still talk and get Frisk up to speed on what Nate had said about the ecosystem. A lot of this conversation has been dancing around some of that. Appreciate everyone joining. As always, these are Monday to Thursday, 5 p.m. Solana Made Easy. If you missed the show, we're on Spotify, NFT Alpha. All the spaces are recorded as well. Tune in whenever. Listen in. Get that sweet Solana Alpha. Now, let's dive into some more stuff. Hello Panthers just started minting. They're under 3 soul. Your boy is chilling. Your boy is looking good. I'm not minting. I don't think I am either. Yeah, I'm watching this sellout, and this is ugly. They're at 5%. They almost sold out whitelist 1, it looks like. They're about 130 off of that. In 7 minutes, they overallocated whitelist 2 with an 11K whitelist supply. I know Pio loves that you don't have to be right at your desk and actually have an ample amount of time to mint a project.
Thank God.
I expect TPS to still somehow go into the absolute gutter. But looking at all the fun that's going on with this market right now, they are currently at a 2.85 floor, seeing about 200 sales so far. Of the 550 minted, 130 are listed. Those metrics don't look too good. You're already at about 30% listed, and the chart is just a straight piss missile down. So this is not a great sign. For me, it looks beautiful. My under is probably going to hit. I'm going to keep pushing higher in the 10 soul challenge, purely gambling, since that seems like the most logical way to do this. Seems like the most fastest way, I guess, the least friction. So I'm all for it. Michael, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm just confused. You know, Ada said she was minting, and so I put all of my liquid into it. You know, I'm just kind of over here nervous right now.
I'm not minting anymore after being racialed by Alex and Easy.
All right. I'm going to go call devs. I'll be back, guys.
I don't want to get tracked.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, that's a safe way to kind of pivot around it. I wanted to touch on what Nate had said. The tweet specifically was in regards to the ecosystem being younger and that there was some conversation around not being able to purchase Solana as quickly as they would have liked. Nate did respond to a tweet that I had sent around that. Nate's exact tweet was, "Yo, Owl of Moistness, is it possible to create a bridge for Sol NFTs to migrate to ETH? Similar to the CyberKongs, which Nate is a long-term holder of, and how they can migrate between Matic and ETH. I'm ready to look away from Sol NFTs." This is following a lot of what Nate had done from a shilling standpoint with the Bears, making his entire identity the Bears, and then now wants to move to ETH. I'm a little bit worried, I guess, for that floor price because of that. I don't think that's a very good sign, even at 90. Thinking about it more so now, I'm like, this is pretty bearish for the Bears. Because if you're one of your largest holders is trying to move this off of the main chain that they were minted on, the likelihood that there's going to be further support is tough. I'm very curious. I know we got a couple Bear holders up here. Sweeper, are you concerned about the comments and the Bear action? Or are you feeling comfortable even though Nate wants to say see you later, Sol?
Oh, I am not comfortable at all. I'm in the hot seat right now. I mean, this is pretty crazy because, I mean, if Nate Rivers actually does abandon OK Bears and, you know, doesn't shill as hard or actually starts selling his position, it's going to be pretty rough. I think a lot of the upward buying activity came from him nonstop shilling. I would say you would go like a couple of weeks of just like, you go into a space and it would just be Nate talking about Bears and all the ETH heads, even like the, you know, OG, they would just be like, this guy just all he does is talk about Bears and without shame. And if he's going to leave, if he leaves and stops shilling, maybe it won't be as bad. But if he leaves and sells and like the guys that came with him sell, like FaZe Bank sells, it's going to be rough, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think we may be reading into it a little bit too much because, you know, you can't – it's very difficult to just do a 180 on a project that you went so far all out on. And I don't think the Bears are done yet. I mean, if you believe what they say, I think they have room to the upside. I think that Kais and Subi probably need a dox. They probably need a – talk a little bit more with the community and stop like trying to be mysterious. So I think that they have to communicate with us a lot more. We're, you know, Solana is a very young NFT chain compared to ETH. You got to hold our hand and you got to make us feel comfortable because you got a lot of people that are going to paper hand at the sign of anything going wrong. You had two big wallets selling a good number of Bears. That's why we're seeing downward pressure. And, I mean, you saw 79, I think, in the 80s too. So if Nate backs off completely and starts selling, I think the Bears will break through 60. 60 was a pretty strong level of support. And I think we could see in the 50s, 40 to 50 range. I'm a Bear holder. That's going to be a little rough. But long term, I think you can hold the Bears and be fine. These guys seem to know what they're doing. They already had, they said no to what's it called? Lollapalooza. I mean, that's a huge festival in Chicago. So I think that you can feel comfortable owning Bears. Maybe don't go all in right now. Wait for a dip and let's see what happens at 9 o'clock today. I think that's going to be one of the more anticipated spaces on the Solana NFT.
I think we're going to see a ton of volume around that space, to be honest. And speaking of, I wanted to pass it over to Cred, being a, what I believe is a D-God holder. Your Lord and Savior Frank is going to be on the space. Curious what thoughts you got on it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the space. I saw, actually just want to say, Solana Sweeper, agree with all what you just said. As somebody who's in both ETH and Sol, I found Nate's tweet pretty disturbing, to be honest, because I actually think it's the other way around. I find a lot of the holders on Solana are a little bit more mature, in my opinion, even though we're very quick to undercut and floor things. But yeah, I think I've been rugged.
No, you're still here. I was just listening.
Oh, still in.
Yeah, no worries, bro.
I think Solana's a pretty mature NFT space. I know we degen a lot and it's a lot of fun, but mate, I think we're doing really fun things over here. I hold a bunch of different ETH projects and yeah, mate, they just move slow. I think Nate has confused big money for maturity, and I just disagree.
I think part of it's the blockchain too. Like, that's part of it that a lot of people like don't fully kind of run into is the fact that we have consistent transaction costs and we don't have gas wars leads to that volume trading more fluidly, in my opinion. You have a fixed cost to send, transfer, buy, sell, etc. When the chain can manage all of those transactions, it tends to trade in that manner. It's just faster. Like, it's tough to compare a market that's 24/7 and instant transactions to something that requires like almost like a pay to play because you have to pay gas.
Yeah, I think the Bears are going to be okay in the end. I'm not a bear holder myself, but if they did get down to, say, 50 or 60, I would look to add one. I think they're going to be fine long term, even if Nate did sell his bags. The best bull case I've heard for it is some of the other people that are owners and community members and some of the partnerships that they have out in the real world. So I do think the Bears will be okay in the end.
Yeah, I wanted to pass it to Frisk. Bear PFP, what's going on?
So what I'm going to say might sound like cope, but hear me out for a second. Nate saying all of this doesn't really faze me, I'm going to be honest. I see why it's bugging people. I see why it would be something that's concerning. Like, you have one of your bigger holders and someone who is really great at onboarding. But, like, I think that the concerns are valid. But the issue is him saying he's done with Sol NFTs has got to be deriving from whether it be the technology of the chain or the way that things are going. I'd be surprised if he really capitulated, honestly. But I think it's much more bullish when you have people like Dingaling or 9x9 or HG, whatever you want to call them, like buying in and not even like trying to sell or trying to get out. And they've been like, and HG has been selling other NFTs as well. But like, I think a lot of the success of Bears will end up deriving on the success of Solana itself. And obviously we're all on this chain because we believe that the chain has a lot of prominence and a lot of potential. But like, I'm not really worried when I see an influencer come in and say that they want to migrate a whole collection to another chain. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I might regret saying that. But like, I think there's a lot more bull factors than just one person saying that. And I also think that he could very easily change his mind. He would be changing his mind if the floor price simply went up. And I don't like that that's the fact that we're looking at this.
Everything looks better when the floor price is higher. That's it's a proven fact. It's something we see on every project. I think part of that is you are correct. Seeing not just the floor price of the Bears take a hit here, seeing that there is a downward decline in the pressure as well on the actual floor price makes that kind of like a double whammy. It's not best to see kind of movement like that. I did also want to now just quickly call out the Hello Panther Mint opened up. Floor did pump briefly back to 3.5. It's now already back under 3. So this trading action looks beautiful for the under. But circling back to our lovely Bears here, me personally, I mean, I do want to see how 60 trades. I'm really curious in that number. I know Sweeper brought it up as a former area of like support, resistance, whatever you want to call it. It seems like that's kind of the number for a lot of people. So I'm curious if that gets front run a little bit. I do think though, like, we're seeing a lot of this money cycle. And even with all of these new mints, that's not going back to the project. So that's not sustaining additional floors. So when people aped the Trip and Ape Tribe at 70 floor, a lot of liquidity went into that, which cycles out of other floor projects. And then plus the mint proceeds that are all going back to those teams. So like, that money alone is kind of cycling. And with all of these hype mints over the last 2 weeks, I think that's caused a lot of this downward pressure on these projects that are 10K supply and don't have something that's like rev share or other means of rewarding the holders immediately. And that's kind of where I'm like, this is tough when the joke is still being made, like wristbands are the thing for the Bears, you know?
Yeah, I think the main issue is that every project wants to be the next OK Bears. And this is something not easy to happen again. And every project is pushing the idea of having merch and brand. And that's something not easy because personally, I would rather want to buy the merch for SMB or Tayos, even if I don't own the NFT, because I know this project has a good reputation in the Solana space. But like, I wouldn't be interested in buying the merch for a project that is simply hyped and doesn't have a strong community. So I think most of these projects focus so much on promotion, on marketing, on getting followers, but they don't really focus on building a strong community. And they don't even post many announcements. I'm not saying I'm not saying every project is like this, but many of them. So this is something that they really need to work on. Because sometimes I see like DJ Mins with good potential. They really have like mods that are always there, always present.
I think that goes a long way. We were talking about it briefly too, like the transparency and just being more communicative versus less tends to have a direct correlation to the floor price. I know we hate cycling it back to ETH, but I'm always curious, like, are there projects, PO and Kicks, from that side of things where there aren't hyper-aggressive announcements? I mean, I guess the Goblins because there's no Discord, but that's kind of a niche use case. If there's not a lot of communication, does that tend to negatively reflect the project on ETH?
Well, I think it's a great question. And, you know, I definitely have experience of this as one of the founders of Crypto Raiders. And we've been building Crypto Raiders since literally this time last year. So we've been doing the project for a year. And early projects, you know, just like early companies, they trade on, you know, kind of like the speculation or the vision for the future. And that creates a huge desire or incentive for project owners to want to like hype, and like demand from that from the community. And like I kind of fell into that trap a little bit at Crypto Raiders. The fact is, no matter what you're in, an NFT project or a real life business, like things take time, especially good things, and good things take time. So like the like, you know, if you kind of get these projects into this cycle where they think they need to just be hyping and talking about things, eventually one or two things is going to happen. Like, you know, the promises are going to, you know, fall flat, or they're going to get into this cycle of just doing a bunch of little things instead of like one really big cool thing. So I think that like that's why I'm buying these like Just Apes, and I don't even care if they go to zero. I probably will only sell one if they go to 30. Like, I'm just going to spread some bets on Solana. And yeah, I mean, like it's almost if a project seems like they're doing too much in the first month, that may actually be like a long-term bearish, you know, indicator. Of course you want updates and stuff like that, especially early on in a project, but I feel like you got to be patient on these things.
Oh, for sure. Oh, we got a thug up here. I appreciate the calling. It's Sean Billen. What's going on?
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up about DGen Mints. There's actually a well-known ETH person wanting to do a DGen Mint on Solana, but he's not sure how the Solana community will react to that. Do you think it would do better on Solana? Like, it's no roadmap, no Discord, just a DGen as fuck stealth mint. Do you think he should just, like, he knows it'll do well on Ethereum, but he wants to gamble on Solana. That's what he's worried about. But
it's what do you better. So, yeah.
It would, I mean, dude, we love DGen shit. Yeah, sorry, go ahead, Ada.
I'm saying it will do better on Solana because we have more DGens.
It's interesting, too. I mean, we just saw Skelly's just pumped as a free mint to 0.75 or near free mint, 0.06. So, like, these dirt cheap projects, and even like I made a joke yesterday, like, you posted a tweet, Shillin Villain, about a next big project potentially. And I said, like, I hope they use Launch My NFT, which is like the go-to DGen launchpad that everyone knows takes zero code. So there's no hope for the project following that. But like, I think right now we are in that DGen meta where everything on ETH is a free mint right now. So that alone is showing that like cost is coming into play at some standpoint. And Sol just being the cheaper chain, the cheaper underlying token, I think there's a lot of room for success there. We just saw the flippers do well from Function. Those goofy gorillas traded well the first couple days. But like every project, like if it's only a DGen mint and you're not at least like doing some form of entertainment out of it where it's a Twitter space and everyone's going like a fucking dolphin, or you got a goblin noise, those are the big things, you know? Like, it's crazy to say, but in the NFTs, that shit is fun. And at the end of the day, like, we're still trading pictures.
It's performance art. Right, it's easy to like, it's easy to just write it off and say everyone's doing like dolphin noises or goblin noises, but it's like it is performance art, and there's like unity and organization and creativity to that. So like anytime that you're just gonna write off something that's really successful immediately, like take a step back and think, well, is there actually something here, right? Because look, that much liquidity doesn't go into stuff unless it's like insider or wash trading, or not, I shouldn't say insider, but just straight up like wash trading, money laundering. That much money doesn't go into stuff unless there's some kind of substance there.
For sure. But at the same time, I think some of it from a performance standpoint is also just a bunch of grown men fucking around sometimes. Like, you can't tell me the Dolphins was performance art when it was called the Fast Flippers or whatever the hell it was, with a 1% royalty in one space so far of just a bunch of us going, you know? Like, that's not a performance. That's just us being DJs.
It sounds pretty funny to me. I mean,
it was a fucking blast.
I almost laughed when the dolphin noise sounds pretty funny to me.
Yeah, it worked. I can't knock it. It definitely worked. So I'm curious to see if that becomes like a meta, I guess, if the performance art aspect. We are seeing like the WAG die stuff on ETH, and I'm fascinated by it because it gives off like a cult vibe. Shillin' Villain, what's going on?
Yeah, so the person that's helping with this is listening in the audience, but I'm curious from PO and Captain's side, do you think it would do better on Solana or ETH?
I don't think you should ask us, like one of us. I think you should ask a Solana person, because clearly they're doing well on the Ethereum side as long as there's some kind of hook. The hook over the past 72 hours has literally been poop, right? So if you didn't do poop, then you do we're all going to die is actually pretty advanced in my opinion. It's like it followed the performance art thing from Goblins, but it also capitalized on something that no one else had done, which is like the cult side of the NFT space, like really going hard on the cult and that kind of ceremonial stuff, the sacrifice. It's polarizing because like they're pissing some people off, but other people love it. And then burning valuable NFTs is pretty cool. If there's some kind of hook, I would do it on Ethereum, but you'd have to ask a Solana person about whether or not it'll play on Solana right now.
I think you had really good insight on that. You know, it has to be something that people are going to want to actually invest their time to, like the goblin shit. People love fucking, you know, acting like a damn goblin coming on here making all them noises and stuff. So it's got to be something that's going to grab people's attention and be polarizing if they're going for that aspect. Otherwise, it'd have to be some damn good art.
It's also like, Shillin, do you know if they're going to disclose what ETH project they came from? Or is this going to be like completely stealth, degen, no context, mint at your own risk, forget about us after?
Yeah, I don't know how much information I can give out yet. I'll talk to him and then come back report tomorrow. Like, I want to give as much information as I can, but then at the same time, I think I want to keep it as degen as fuck as possible.
Yeah, that's fair. So I'm definitely interested. The other thing I kind of wanted to call out here is with some of these degen mints, obviously, like, gotta use a burner with them, whole nine. These are the highest likelihood for some form of scam, wallet drain, etc. So I just want to kind of be cautious and cognizant of that. I did want to pass it over to Ramo, just added the speaker, founder of Habibis. So you also have like 20 bears in your header. Do you hold all those? Curious what your thoughts are on the bears, on the Sol ecosystem. What's going on? First time speaker. And Ramo may have been connecting there. I apologize. Ramo, I wanted to pass it over to you. Saw you were creator of the Habibis, have like 30 bears in your header. Wanted to get your opinion on that.
Hey, yeah, I was connecting, so I have no idea what you just said.
My bad. I was just talking. It seems you created a solid project on ETH.
Yeah.
Talking about your header, I don't know how much of this you had heard before. We had a lengthy discussion about the bears, Nate's comments, current floor price and valuation. Curious what your thoughts are on the Sol ecosystem. Coming from an ETH project builder, also what you kind of feel about the system. Alex had some questions on launching on Sol versus ETH, so also curious if you have some thoughts on that being from both sides.
Well, the funny thing is the project that Alex is talking about is the project that I'm advising.
And, oh, shit.
Yeah.
From Alpha.
Yep. So it's a project, I think. Let me pin the tweet up. And so I've been trading on ETH, you know, ever since I started with NFTs. And I've advised a lot of projects, and for the past couple of months, ever since, you know, I started to get involved with Solana and Magic Eden and stuff, I just, you know, kind of grew very fond of Magic Eden people, some Sol people, not really the flippers. Sol has some weird flippers. Like, I don't know what the fuck goes on with
I'm an active flipper, so you're talking directly to me personally. So I would just be a little bit cautious. I take 30 cent profits happily.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't know. So, So yeah, I'm kind of sick and tired of OpenSea's bullshit. Like they're very irresponsive. They're, you know, not fun, nothing. And then you see the Magic Eden people, and you know, I've been chilling a lot with Robbie Voldy, Sir Gnarly. You know, I talked with a lot of them, and you know, they seem like really cool people. And there's this project that I'm advising, and it wanted to go on ETH, but you know, we've been talking a lot, and we want to do it on Sol, most probably. It's degen as fuck. There's no roadmap. It's a stealth launch. There's no whitelist. It's not going to be botted. And
this is interesting.
Yeah.
I want to kind of just ask a couple things on that. No, we normally don't do any shills here, anything along those lines, but I'm very curious because this is Solana Made Easy. So we're trying to get more of that ETH audience, and you coming from that side of things and now advising on a Solana project and actually advising them to launch on Sol. I am really curious what led to that kind of preference. You mentioned OpenSea. So I'm curious what some of the bullshit is there where you may are kind of having that distaste. You also mentioned this is degen as hell. I think I know the mint. I think I saw the page. You are one. Definitely want to talk about the anti-botting, but you also brought up not – or like a stealth mint. I'm very pro-stealth mint personally. I think every project should get back to that. So you're already kind of winning me over. But I'm curious, how is it going to be unbottable, and what's the bullshit from OpenSea that's making you lean Sol?
So I can't tell you how it's going to be unbottable, because if I say that now, you know, the botters are going to try and prepare for that shit. So – you can't really.
That's valid. Okay, that's valid. I'll give you that. Yeah, no problem.
But like 100%, it's not going to be botable. Like 1,000%, no one can touch it. And even you know, so we're probably going to do this you know, with Magic Eden, like go on their launch pad, etc. And nothing's confirmed yet. But so we were talking about how most projects launch and the whole whitelist, you know, and whatever, and I'm so against it. And that's why, you know, we created the whitelist marketplace. Habibi's created that just to like kill that bullshit and not kill that grinding and stuff. So we wanted to bring it on board. I think this is going to be the first you know, stealth mint that Magic Eden would do on their launch pad. I don't want to talk too much about the project.
No, that's fair. Let's keep it there. Definitely a little bit interested in what that's going to look like. A Magic Eden stealth launch pad mint is fascinating. Especially because that's going to be tough to kind of pull off successfully. So this is something I want to kind of keep my eye on. But I'm also curious, I know a lot of people up here from the Sol ecosystem, were you still around there? Were you even actively trading back in October, November when everything was a stealth mint? Boryoku was a stealth mint, many people forget. I'm curious what your thoughts are to all the speakers at this point. What your thoughts are on stealth mints, how you kind of feel about some of these things. Do you think this can have an edge if we start going launch pad with stealth mint to eliminate botters? Manny, what's going on?
Yeah, dude, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, whatever you think is going to work. Like, I'm looking at the NFT Soloist 5-minute, and if that thing gets volume, I'm buying it. So I don't, like, I won't miss it, or I might, but I'm buying it regardless. Like, I was on ETH. I got bored. People were missing or were trying to flip 4-digit ENS numbers. I was like, I'm out of here. I'm going to Sol. And now I'm looking at Near 2, but I think, I mean, do it. Like, we'll buy it.
I think that's probably the clearest thing, is everyone up here would comfortably buy that. It doesn't even matter. We've seen so many random mints mint out. I'm very curious, though, if it's a stealth mint with a mint cost. Ramos, did you have a mint price in mind, or is this also going to be kind of on the cheaper side of things like we see from some of these other mints?
Yeah, it's on the cheaper side. Like, this is like, this project was going to be done on ETH for like 0.005 or some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, but I know Sol has taken a, you know, fucking nosedive. I'm not the founder. In the end of the day, I'm just advising. But I don't know, like, a lot of things pulled me towards Sol. So, you know, I'm very curious to see how this is going to play out, and pretty excited. You know, this is my first time being involved.
No, it's awesome. And welcome to the Sol side. So, I mean, I'm definitely excited for it, excited for all stealth mints and kind of just seeing what new metas take over here. Excuse me. But the other thing I guess I wanted to pivot to, we got about 5 minutes left. Wanted to just kind of address the over-under situation. I know personally, I'm invested in this emotionally and financially. We're sitting under a 2.5 floor, already under public mint cost, only 2,300 minted. I do have some concerns, though. What happens if the project cuts supply now and this thing just absolutely rips? We've seen that a few times before. That's where I need to start reading terms and services on these betting sites, because if they cut supply and I get fucked on this, I'm going to be so pissed. Whatever. I'm probably going to end up minting one just to still hedge my bet. I'm going to handle this horribly. I already know it. I'm just going to piss away Solana. It is what it is. So we got about 5 minutes left. Wanted to open the floor up, see what some people on stage are holding, any trades that they're actively looking at, planning to exit, planning to hold, planning to buy. Kind of some light what's in your bags. Me personally, got those Meta Hunters. I'm trying to floor these. Hopefully we can get up to 1.5. Then I can make a small profit and just run away as fast as I can. But curious what else some other people are holding. I know Kix got the apes still. They're up to 11. Kix, you had mentioned you weren't going to sell those at 30 on maybe one of them. He's probably still muted here. We want to kind of pass
welcome,
it around.
Welcome to working with Kix on a Twitter show. Welcome.
I know. It is what it is. We'll bounce back. Wanted to kind of pass it over. Frisk, I saw you had an AMA for Liberty Square. Wanted to see what else you might be holding, what else is going on. Then pass down to Sweeper and Manny, as well as Benny, to see what's up, what's in the bags.
For sure. So, yeah, obviously, Liberty Square, I'm always bullish. We're still building, still doing great. We have a partnership we're working on right now, which I'm hoping we can talk to you guys about soon. As far as what I'm doing on a personal level, you know what? Wobblebug tomorrow. I'm excited to see how that goes. I'm not a fan of 3D art at all, and I don't really care for music NFTs, but I'm bullish on Wookiee, and I think that he's really cool. And so I'm very curious to see that price action, what happens there. I only have one, so I got to be a bit careful with it, but Profit Maxi, like we said, we're just trying to stack souls.
We're Profit Maxis.
Exactly. Other than that, I got whitelisted for this ETH project the other day. And so I'm like, damn, do I got to get back into the ETH space now? So I don't know. I might be looking to make some ETH plays if there's anything I think is profitable over there. But other than that, I'm really just chilling. I'm doing a lot more work with projects as opposed to trading, because I'm a bad trader, man. I mean it. I'm really bad at it.
Hey, that's what the show's for. We're all trying to get better. Benny, what's going on?
My quick pitch is just follow John Wick. He's going to tweet out any hot launch my NFT mint. And that's just, I think that's the way to go right now, because I can't tell with any of these legit mints. So only D-Gen plays.
Skellies are a 10x. This is wild. That's a quick bag if you bought them all as fast as you could. Manny, what's going on?
Yeah, dude, I was holding Skellies, but I'm about to drive, so I posted mine, so they're probably gone. But, dude, Tile, bro, this shit is a cult. That VC chat, like, you'll make all your money back. Like, it is a cool cult, but I'm, like, obsessed, dude. I'm just trying to expand my portfolio there. Anything I make, I try and buy something in that ecosystem. Outside of that, I'm holding the Commune 3 until I can fucking floor it, because I'm stuck with it because I staked it. And they did a 15-day stake, and I had no idea that was it. But I'm praying to God that floor is, like, near 35 so I can floor it.
Hey, that's what we like. Those nice lock staking periods so that you're just trapped for extended periods of time. Sweeper, what's in the bags?
Yeah, I like the Lonzo NFT right here. I think I actually like it. Do you remember the Six Ring NFT from
Wash traded the hell out of here.
Yeah, so they pumped so hard. I think these will pump hard. It's not a long term hold, it's a trade. So I think these will pump hard in their reveal today, because I think they just have to, right? The company will drive some momentum to it. I think the ball brand, the big baller brand, they'll get some momentum there. So I think it's a decent trade. I mean, mint was 1.5, floor is 1.94. It's only 300 sold traded, so be cautious. I think another play is Tripping Ape. They're starting to actually stake. I've been calling them out so hard. I think a lot of people have been calling this team out. They've gotten like 70,000 soul, I believe. They have 40,000 in royalties and like around 30,000 in mint. So they got 70,000 soul. I think they have a nice war chest. They're starting their staking, so I think you'll get a pump to 30. I called it at around 19 to 24. I think you see 30, and into NFT NYC, I think you see it might push 35, 40. Definitely a trade. Not in it for the long term at all. But And I think Moonly is another one that you can look at.
It's I like the Moonly utility play. It's getting some legs here back up towards 6. I'm interested in that. I do like that Trypanape scalp from 19 to 30. 30 seems to be that previous support resistance area and kind of that mental number. I like the trade, Sweeper. Always a fan of what you got. Cred, what's going on?
I was just going to say Moonly as well. Next week, I'm going to mid those Cowboys that Benny's repping. It's like almost a degen price. I don't know if it's going to moon, but I think it's pretty fun. And the other project I'm looking at is Kipperverse. They have an app with like 750k users already, and not many of them are in NFTs. So I just think I don't really like
Metaverse. Set outside money. That's what we like.
I don't like Metaverse stuff, but I'm just going to, I guess, take a little shot on investing in someone that's already built something.
It's tough to fade the builders for sure. So I mean, great calls on those. Moonly's one I really like from the mobile push notifications. Shout out Dojo DB by Shake. Same functionality. Huge fan. Been using that. Ada, what's going on? Wrap it up. Let's see what's in the bags.
I'm keeping an eye on Solana Hills. Yesterday the floor price was 2.5, and now it's 3.78, I guess. Because it's a play-to-earn game, and they are partnering up with G-Gods, so you can play the game, earn souls, and they're also partnered up with Cats on Crack, so it looks like a really good game. Even for Frank in the Discord, I think many people are sleeping on this, and the game is coming. So I see this going up in price, and yeah, I agree with what
I'm going to look into this.
It's actually, it looks like a really good game. And yeah, I agree with what Benny said.
Yeah, the sub 5 floor is where I've been looking too.
Yeah. Yeah, check it out. And I
also, no, I mean, I think those are. And I think there's some latency in your mic, Ada. I apologize. Want to just kind of wrap up here as well. Appreciate all the trades. Appreciate what everyone's kind of trading, looking at what's in the market. Appreciate everyone's insight today. This has been dope. Been awesome. Appreciate everyone's feedback, response, thoughts on the situation with Nate's comments and the Bears. And yeah, appreciate you all tuning in today. We're back tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Solana Made Easy. Shout out all the speakers. Feel free to follow everyone. Once again, appreciate everyone who continues to join the space, has great insight, and continues to crush. Shout out Solana Summer. We're still here.